Jazz in the building.
I think that should be a frequent part of our pod.
Hey, let her talk.
Where we white knight dog boobs at some point every episode.
I would love that. Hey, she's an independent lady who has her own thoughts.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I like it.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a good new segment.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of trolling. You know, we talk about trolling Facebook.
Totally.
You almost want to troll this sort of PC, like word police nonsense too,
right.
And is that sort of like an arm of it?
A little bit. I mean,
sort
I think
of
it's,
using
I think it's
the
using
rules
their lexicon against them
and
yeah.
make it seem silly, and then
totally.
Just like
totally,
yeah.
totally.
Hey.
That was always one of my my defense growing up that I always thought was like this bulletproof defense against people who were just mean. Is you would make them repeat the joke over and over again because you would pretend you didn't hear it.
Oh, that's
so they would,
funny.
They would say something. They'd call you like a fag or something. You'd be like,
what?
Hey, I didn't. They'd be like, yeah, fag. They'd be like, I'm not. Sorry, man. I got my headphones on. I didn't hear what you were saying. What were you saying?
I think that's actually great. Kind of go, hey, it's the same thought behind like getting a tattoo that you end up hating because someone
right.
asks you like, "What does it mean? What does it mean?
Totally,
what does it mean?" And
totally.
By the eighth time, you're like, "I'm an idiot."
Totally.
I shouldn't have gotten this tattoo.
But I think when you make people repeat themselves, it's just a really good way to like
take the piss out of their joke.
Take the piss out of the joke, but also they're like, you know, jokes are the joke is about momentum, right?
Yeah.
You gotta like have the dominance on your side to be able to get the joke out
totally
correctly, and when you kind of take it from them, then they just seem petty.
That's just a confidence maneuver.
Total confidence maneuver. But anyway, speaking of confidence, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast with the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Yo, my free day.
Over here on second base.
Over here on the pitcher's mound.
do you think our listeners have any clear idea of our
They're
setup
like,
of the room?
No.
Why do you guys do a podcast on the Little League diamond? Where all the kids
that
are.
That would be
where
really
all
cool.
The kids are. Would it be cool?
If we had a baseball themed podcast, it'd be pretty fun.
We did a baseball themed podcast. That's our most popular episode.
Oh my God, yeah. I think I was asleep for half of it.
I feel like we've done this several times where we'll say something about baseball and you'll be like, wouldn't it be cool if we did an episode
and
about
like,
baseball?
We did. Like, it's our best one. You weren't really in it.
Yeah, you were sleeping. I don't think that was the one you took a nap in, but it was one of them.
It was, something happened during that one because I don't think I'm capable of listening to someone talk about sports without my brain like translating it into static noise.
It was Ooh. It was pretty inside baseball, I'll
yeah.
tell you that much.
It was Whoa, a lot.
Good one, man.
Ooh, thanks,
Nailed
man.
It.
I work in comedy.
Okay. anyway, so this week, I think there's a lot to cover, man. This is, my mic's doing some strange things already. I gotta get a new fucking mic, dude. We need to get a Shure sponsorship.
Shure better than Rode?
I don't know, maybe. Right now, our Rode mics are starting
Unless Rode wants to sponsor us, then Rode's better than Shure.
Sure.
That's how Trump gets stuff done.
That's true. Before we get into the topic of today, which is actually pertinent to, I think, I don't know if we're going to find anything on the top of Reddit about what we're going to talk about today, which is Kanye West. Shout out.
Kanye.
You can tell that I'm the only one here who listens to music.
What are you talking about? Me and Dog Boobs are huge music. Sorry, speaker
heads. I love
heads.
Electronic dance music like Kanye West.
Yeah. We're scratch heads.
Total scratch heads over here.
Yeah.
But before we talk about Kanye, let's talk about a little bit about what happened on the front page this past week.
Yes. So this week, a lot of it I felt like was taken up by Mr. Kanye. But I also found a couple cute things, too. I really needed that this week.
Was this one of those? Was this just one of those weeks? Huh?
It
I thought
one
it was
of those
the
weeks.
Week of K's. Kanye, Korea,
and cute stuff.
Yeah. And what makes cute cuter? If you spell it with
spell
a K.
Spell it with a K. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seriously, I saw like a little gif of an otter playing patty cakes to get a fish.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Really, really cute.
Love that.
I also saw something that wasn't cute. It was like a cat scratching at the front door window to get into this house. And the title was like, my girlfriend recorded this. She doesn't have a cat. And the cat was like clawing to get in. And some people were like, haha.
Pack of coyotes out there.
Yeah. That's what the top comment was. It's like, oh yeah, it's running from coyotes that are going to kill it.
Oh,
and immediately I felt bad. I was like, let him in.
You know what? I have a business pitch for us all.
What?
We make coyote-proof boxes that we just like put around and like
called a cat safe house.
It's big enough for a cat to get in.
Yes,
but that's it.
But that's it.
But what about if a coyote's getting chased by a Bengal tiger?
Shit.
Good point. I did not think of that.
Oh, size up. We'll size up for that.
Yeah.
But the cat, if the cat goes into that size,
that's his
fault. They're fucked. Yeah.
We'll ride on it. It's not for cats.
I've had too many friends who'll come in and start eating my like cereal and shit. when I do that, I guess same situation. So I think in my mind, that cat was trying to get in and that's going to get in and start pitching me tech ideas.
Yeah.
And then starting to eat all my fucking canned soup that I've been saving.
I got an idea for an app.
Drinking my beer. Totally, dude. So I don't let cats into my house anymore for that reason.
Yeah,
I've had too many roommates fuck me over like
makes
that.
Sense.
Hey, do you have a couch they could stay on for just a couple days, dude? Just a couple more days, though. I mean, I'm not going to...
I am very okay with being a dick to my friends about that stuff.
Yeah.
So much so that they're not even my friends anymore. In fact, cool. They won't call me.
In fact, they don't like me at all.
They do not like me. I've successfully alienated everybody, but my house is clean.
You gotta be tough on that stuff.
So that was a thing. I think the main thing this past week, I mean, this is kind of just getting into broad news, but
Bill Cosby with a K?
Bill Cosby with a K.
Oh yeah. What is it, Cromsby or something?
Bill Cromsby. Well, Bill Cosby is officially going to prison.
Yes.
Good for us.
Let's take over under on if anybody here knows how to bet. I don't, but
oh, yeah, I
think through I've the appeals process and it all, he won't make it to prison alive.
I think that
he's just like
he's already extremely frail.
Oh, yeah. I would start hitting the H real hard and boozing and get the hookers, like really just like go out strong and just die.
Yeah. It's gonna take a year, and I feel like this is just one of those things where. You end your life in such a shameful way.
It's getting paternoed.
I feel like he's getting paternoed, man. And the Paterno thing is so sad, man. You know, there's a good new movie out, I think, called Paterno on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's called Paterno.
If I remember correctly.
But yeah, I haven't watched it yet. It looks good.
I've seen some of it, and it looked pretty compelling. I think it hits a lot of this topic. But for anybody unfamiliar, Joe Paterno was... the greatest college football coach of all time. And I don't know anything about college football, and I know that he was a really, really big deal in the college football world. So when all the Sandusky stuff happened, Sandusky wasn't his like right hand man, but he was, you know, he worked for him in some capacity, and and apparently, I mean, evidently, it wasn't like Joe Paterno was in the midst of a crazy cover up or anything, but I think it was one of those things where people would come to Joe every once in a while, like through the years of Sandusky's, you know, issues, for lack of a better term. And they would be like, you know, we saw Jerry doing some weird stuff. Like, what do you want to do, coach? And they'd be like, go talk to, have a sit down with him. Go talk to his wife and let me know how it goes.
Say two Hail Marys.
Yeah. I mean, but it was stuff like that where it was kind of passing the buck, but it was also like, a little bit of maybe, and I could be wrong. I don't know all the details, but I don't think it was one of those things where they were like, "Hey, we found Jerry diddling kids," and Joe was like, "Shh, we can't let anybody know." I don't think it was anything like that. I think it was just like, "Well, you know, I'll tell the administration," you know. But anyway, the reason I brought that up is because he died in incredible disgrace.
Yep.
And it was like it wasn't even. I don't even think Sandusky had been convicted yet, or had maybe just recently been convicted, and then Paterno died, and he was like he wasn't in great health, he was very old, but it was like his health steadily declined as soon as he got embroiled in this thing, which is very sad. It's very different than Bill Cosby, because Bill Cosby is now a convicted piece of shit.
Yeah,
but it is going to be interesting to see what happens when, you know, now that he is a convicted piece of shit, how quickly his health declines and what happens when all of a sudden we go, oh, well, Bill Cosby died today.
Yeah.
You know,
it's almost like after that fight when you're found guilty or when people decide to, you know, turn on you, whether it's deserved or not, it's like the fight's lost. So totally. People kind of lose their will to carry on.
Exactly. And I think that's, can't say that we would be unhappy to see Bill Cosby kind of fade into the night.
Kick that bucket.
I mean, particularly because he was just, if it was just a guy, like if it was Charlie Sheen, I'd be like, man, hate this whole thing, right? But with Bill Cosby, he was such a fucking patronizing idiot for his whole life. He was always like, pull up your pants, speak in pure English, you know.
It's like, stop being such a dick, dude.
Yeah, he
never said don't rape girls.
Yes.
Penis in their.
He was an ethical elitist, hands. And then was a hypocrite at the end. So you kind of look at it and you go, you really fucked that up, man. You really fucked that up. So
I feel like people hate hypocrites more than they hate anyone else.
I totally agree. And
except when
it's
Donald Trump, I guess.
I agree with that. Oh yeah, it's true. The one hypocrite we all love.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I just. Yeah, I mean, not
for whatever
important.
Reason. Don't
it'll
always. Why.
It'll be a mystery till the end of time. But
we'll literally be a mystery till the end.
It will.
So that happened. That was a big deal on Reddit last week. I mean, the biggest deal, and it wasn't just on Reddit, but this was the top post of last week, and probably going to be the top post for a long time. History was made. The Koreas are now one. They're not actually one yet, but it's kind of going
buddies.
In that direction, though, dude. They're like. They're fucking chilling out, drinking brews.
Yeah, they're
together.
Like reconciling.
God,
it's so I don't
happened so quick.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I haven't read.
I mean,
up
there's
on
a
it.
Little bit. I can't help but be a little suspicious, right? Because it just seems to me like, I mean, is South Korea a nuclear power? I don't think so, right?
I don't know.
If you can't Dance Dance Revolution nuclear, then hell yeah. Them kids can play.
I know.
I think they. I think they have the United States. Like, they got our nukes.
Well, so this is the question, right? Is did North Korea and South Korea come together so that South Korea could strategically have nuclear power as well, making them a stronger force in the region? Like, who is really the victor here? Did North Korea become a good guy, or did South Korea become a bad guy? That's what I wonder.
Or is North Korea being like, hee-hee, we're good guys now.
Totally,
psych.
Totally.
That's what it feels like to me.
I mean,
but
I think...
I don't know anything about
the North Korea thing has always been about... And I totally empathize with both North Korea and Iran in this capacity. It's always been about having an upper hand for negotiation, right? As soon as you are a nuclear power, people suddenly start taking you seriously.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a choice, especially if you're hostile. So I think that was always North Korea's stance, right? So I think now they're in a place where they're like, can really better. I mean, they've essentially just like, they've been saving up for a fucking, like the greatest calling card of all time, right? Because now it's like, yeah, we'll give up all of our nuclear facilities if you give us this stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's been their plan. The other thing is, you know, they're probably in this humongous famine, and like shit seems.
It's not good over there.
It's not good. It's probably worse than we know or think. So
they
might. This might be just a desperation move for them, where they're like, "Fuck, we have no other cards." And if they make it look good on their part versus they were forced to do it by the United States, which looks worse, looks weaker.
Right.
Now they look human.
Right.
And if they're forced into it, they would have to sort of react. So, like, they kind of come out of this looking good.
Totally.
But, you know, do you give Trump credit for sort of forcing their hand to have to react in this way? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you got, like, people don't want to give him any credit for anything sometimes, but he's like pretty hard on their asses. And I don't know. This is coming out of it. I think it's related.
Right. Oh, that'd be
questions,
so
concerns.
Douchey.
Well, this is, I mean, this is the. This
take
is
your emotions
tough,
out of it. Take your pure hatred.
Ugh.
Vitriol.
I know, because there have been headlines like, should Trump get the Nobel Peace Prize?
I saw that.
We're talking a lot about the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, I think it's.
And I don't know if it's that direct, but I think it's indirect where, like, you know, his.
What if we think it was Trump, but really it's been Dennis Rodman pulling the strings?
Now we're talking.
He might be the peacemaker.
I think that this is a really interesting thing, right? Because I think we do need to be able to give credit where credit's due. I'm just not sure that credit's due to Trump yet. I think that.
He played their game, which is. Psychopathy.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
And I think that's a language that guy speaks, Kim Jong-un.
But why would you give it to Trump when you should give it to the fucking South Korean president.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
Trump isn't really the guy who's
that's true.
Like,
no. It's like such an American point of view. Like, totally. We should give Trump the Peace Prize because he sat next to the South Korean president at the Olympics.
Totally.
And it's like, yeah, but there's day-to-day politics happening down there all the time. So
what news outlet was that? Was it like a...
The Nobel Peace thing?
It was an article. It was a suggestion. It was an editorial.
It's not,
I mean, there's a lot of that chatter going on, especially on Reddit, actually. A lot of the Donald is very, very stoked about the idea of Donald.
House Republicans literally nominated Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, they did. Okay, so you're going to hear a ton about this in the upcoming election.
That's so douchey.
I mean, that in itself.
You're going to hear about there's going to be
House of Cards, man.
It's going to be interesting because this is a big one.
This is a huge one, dude. I mean, it's a huge deal, and it's something that obviously Republicans are going to hold over as like, well, Obama never made this kind of peace prize, whatever, or made this kind of peace treaty. But the thing is, it's like, I mean, this could be the greatest gift of all time to the Republicans. That's purely a gift. We're literally like by incidents and incidents alone, the Koreas have come together, and now the Republicans be like, he did it. And
then
that's their ad cycle.
Yeah. You know? And then you look at like the state of our own country and you're like, are we really going to be propping him up? Like, yeah. Like even if he had something to do with it, like
totally
at what expense?
Like, I'm happy because we live in California, dude. Things are getting a little hairy.
Yeah. I dig Cal.
Look,
like
I'm going to go out and give him some credit. Good job.
I can't go that far. In fact,
it's interesting. I think I don't like the guy, and I'm definitely not a Trump guy.
I respect that you're like, you get props where they're due, I refuse to believe
should
that
we get Dog Boob's dad on the line right now and have him defend Donald Trump?
Oh my God, I would die. I'd be like,
you're
going to
hear about it at Thanksgiving.
Fuck you, Steve. You're not even my dad.
You're not my real dad. Yeah, I'm like, I would have to step out of the room.
So that was a thing. So that's actually a wonderful segue, though, because I think that today, so another hot and heavy thing. I feel like my mic is just peaking like crazy right now. So another hot and heavy thing this week was Kanye West, which is actually going to be our topic today because of a couple very particular posts. So a part of the reason we're bringing up Kanye West as it pertains to Donald Trump, if you haven't been paying attention to, at this point, it's somewhat mainstream news because Kanye is Kanye, and he's really, love him or hate him, he's kind of the apex of kind of modern American pop culture.
I feel like when people say love him or hate him, most people hate whoever you're about to talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like not 50-50, it's 90-10.
I agree with that. But Kanye is, you know, he's married to a Kardashian. He's one of the most important pop stars and hip hop stars. Universally, I don't want to say universally loved, but appreciated in both the artful, somewhat avant-garde experimental circle and the pop circle, which I think is rare.
He's like a modern day Rick James, maybe.
I think he's... well, that's... Okay, so you know what?
Admit I nailed it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
For someone who has never heard music, you nailed it.
Yes! I've only seen the Dave Chappelle sketches, so...
I mean, I think that's an interesting point, though, is because a part of what I wanted to talk about with all of this and the post that we're going to be talking about as it pertains to Reddit specifically is kind of about where Kanye draws from and I think ultimately what Kanye wants to be considered a modern day blank of, right?
Because
I think for a while it was like, I want to be the modern day fill in the blank pop star, right? You know, his spats with Taylor Swift and kind of all that kind of stuff.
That was great.
Taylor Swift is the worst, dude.
Taylor Swift
is like... The thing that's nice about Kanye as it pertains to Taylor Swift is like Taylor Swift is like the Gwyneth Paltrow of music, right?
Yeah.
Like she just is like this entitled rich white girl who you go, none of what you're building on as your career is built on hard work.
No.
It's built entirely on nepotism and just like
who's her daddy?
Her dad made her record label for her so that she could put out records.
Yeah.
Like she comes from Kashish, dude.
Oh, it's Kashish?
Yeah.
Oh, her dad is
Mad Kashish.
Her dad is Jimmy Kashishville.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a first name.
Kashish used Toyotas, dude. Have you never heard of it?
Kashish Toyota.
The most popular used Toyota dealership.
I like those rich
Southern
kids
Nashville, dude.
Who come from
I saw some post on Reddit too that was like Taylor Swift sings more about herself in her latest album than Kanye has ever sung about himself in every album he's made,
which is crazy.
But it's interesting. I mean, you see who plays the publicity game better, obviously. Totally.
What kind of stuff he gets such a tough time
for being a narcissist, and right. Taylor Swift's over there like being a bigger narcissist.
What kind of stuff is she talking about herself? Is it like breakup-y kind of stuff?
I actually don't know. I don't listen to music.
Yeah, me neither. Sorry, I asked you that.
So explain songs.
My bad.
What are music?
Yeah. So how do the musics come out?
Well, Taylor Swift, I don't want to speak on Taylor Swift because I don't really know a lot of... I mean, I know a fair amount about Taylor Swift, but I can't speak on her music.
Mm-hmm.
There are some very devout Taylor Swift fans, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think she just did an album that wasn't particularly good, I don't think. So I don't want to say that people left her allegiance, but I feel like it was one of those things where album came out, was a bit of a dud, and then things were kind of quiet on the Western front.
Yeah.
This is... Okay, so let's get into this Kanye thing, right?
Yeah.
So this past couple weeks, really, Kanye's been doing some interesting stuff. Kanye was completely out of the spotlight for a while, speculating that he was working on a new record. Came out on Twitter, which is now his, obviously, everybody's favorite medium to be kind of a jokester and prankster and troll and whatever. So he came out on Twitter, announced that he's doing two new records, one with Kid Cudi, and one...
Whatever happened to Kid Cudi?
Kind of went on the underground.
Yeah.
He was cool, and then I think he... Did he choose that? That's kind of baller.
I think so. Yeah, a little bit of a Dave Chappelle thing. He was also... Kid Cudi was always a bit of an anomaly in that world, too. Like, he was very conceptual. He was...
He had some fresh rhymes. Is that how I would say it, Dog Boobs?
Yeah. Frosh rhymes.
Yeah. He had some freshmans.
Freshman.
So... Anyway, so he came out, announced that he's doing two new records, and then this began the kind of what is Kanye up to conversation, right? And through the course of that, some interesting things have happened, a lot of it involving Donald Trump. Now, as of this today that we're talking about this, which is, I think, is what, Thursday the 4th, the 2nd?
Third.
All right, so it's Thursday. The most recent thing was he went on TMZ, just kind of stormed into TMZ, which in itself is suspicious.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Stormed into TMZ and ranting about how slavery was a choice, right?
Ugh.
And pissed everybody off.
And TMZ is a really interesting choice.
It is an interesting choice, particularly like because he's so associated with the Kardashians, right?
The worst of the worst of like celebrity gossip culture.
Right? And which is really important.
Yeah.
That's a really important detail here. So, but before that, the thing that had really gotten people's feathers ruffled is he had kind of come out very in favor of Donald Trump. And it wasn't like he didn't come out and be like, I'm voting for Donald Trump. He kind of came out and being like, he's a good friend of mine. Here's my MAGA hat, Donald Trump. Right.
Yeah.
And people lost their fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That one dude put a hit out on him.
Really?
A
Crip hit out on him.
Amazing. Oh my God.
Amazing.
Yeah. They said fuck him up.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. You can read between the lines there.
That's crazy.
I don't think they meant sex.
No. Fuck him.
Hey, go fuck Kanye.
The Crips. They're so kinky. Doing that.
They're so kinky.
So
the kinky Crips.
I'm sitting back on the couch because my back hurts.
Oh, okay.
But continue.
Do you want to sit in this chair I have?
I'm good, actually. Exercise I just wanted ball? You guys to know I'm not falling asleep.
This is where Dogwood falls asleep on the pod. This is how it happens.
Goodbye.
I just want to let you guys know I'm just gonna just quickly lay back for a minute. And
resting my eyes.
Just 5 seconds. Yeah.
I'm gonna zank out here.
So
I'm way more interested in this than baseball. Don't worry.
So anyway, the MAGA thing happened. Donald Trump allegiance. Donald Trump responded to Kanye, which pretty much just like, thank you, Kanye, because Donald Trump's an idiot and he just jumps on whatever thing.
Yeah.
Is important.
He doesn't like look into it. What did he say? He was like, wow, very cool, Kanye.
Totally. Most politicians
such
would
an
say
old
the same.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know you were such a Donald Trump apologist.
Oh!
I'm trying to keep it in perspective. I think people are so...
I agree.
They have so much hate.
I agree with that.
And I'm just trying to look at it from like a...
more objective point of view.
But I like that
because all politicians...
That ties nicely into this.
Because you can troll politicians really easily and just be like, support, support, whatever, and they're always like, great, thanks for the support. Like, that's their reaction.
Yeah. At least
more votes. More
at
votes.
Least Obama would have used an emoji. You know what I mean?
Obama would have been probably the one guy who was smart about a response.
Totally.
Yeah. Because I think he's kind of can read between the lines and is like a super genius.
Totally.
Yeah.
And gets nuance. Yeah. But most of them are just like, all right, you know, yeah. Don't.
What are the metrics on that guy?
Thanks for your support.
Yeah. Thanks for your support. all right. So.
Am I the Trump guy on the podcast?
You're the Trump guy on the podcast now.
Sweet.
Now we've become left, right, and center.
I'm not. Whatever.
All right. So I'm going to read this post. So this was Kanye's subreddit. The reason we got into this wasn't actually initially because of this post, but this post sums it up perfectly. I found last night a friend of mine sent a Twitter, like a long Twitter kind of rant, story, explanation, whatever, from a journalist on Twitter. About a theory that all of this from Kanye is an elaborate reconstruction of a famous performance piece from the 70s.
Which is really, really cool. And I think we should read some of his quotes, the Kanye quotes.
From
his TMZ thing.
Okay, let's do it. Do you want to read that? So I can
tie in, right?
Like
So kind of in a nutshell, the thing he said that everyone got pissed about was, he says, when you hear about slavery for 400 years, 400 years, you know, in the Kanye voice, that sounds like a choice. And then he said, you were there for 400 years and it's all y'all. And it's all of all y'all. it's like you're mentally imprisoned. So he's saying being enslaved for 40 years was a choice. And then he was kind of, which is not... Not a choice. Okay. Let me apologize.
I was waiting for a moment for like the MAGA. the MAGA to come out.
But kind of, I thought the interesting part was it's like you all were mentally imprisoned, right?
Right.
And I think that was kind of what he was getting at, was that you were mentally imprisoned. And go on. Okay. So,
yeah. So
everyone got pissed.
Everybody got pissed. I think part of the reason, obviously, everybody is getting pissed.
I'm not pro slavery, for the record.
Okay.
Or pedophilia.
Okay.
Hate all the that bad stuff.
I'm not for school shootings. I'm not for pedophilia.
I'm just saying, give Donald Trump a chance. You know. All right. Anyway, so post.
When good things happen, you should be like, all right.
I agree with that.
No nukes.
So post from the Kanye subreddit. And it is worth saying, this is a little bit different than how we usually do it, because obviously Kanye is a subreddit and Kanye is a character. Clearly, this subreddit's dedicated to Kanye. We don't really need to belabor that. I think it's kind of, did we Blink-182, right? I think it's similar to the Blink-182 one, where it's like, it covers all the bases about him. You'll find some, like, best song. What's your best song? Where is he going to be touring this year? You want to buy some merch? Like, it's all that kind of stuff. But right now, in particular, partially because we're in the middle of an album cycle with Kanye, but also because of all this crazy shit, now this subreddit has been entirely kind of taken over by all these theories about what's going on with Kanye.
Yeah.
Is he losing his mind? I mean, it's been well documented.
The biggest news
it's also well documented that he has had mental problems. I mean, he essentially famously just stopped touring a couple of years ago in the middle of his tour for mental exhaustion, which is usually a nice way to say mental breakdown.
Right.
And kind of went into hiding a little bit. And,
hey,
and
Avicii, bro. Avicii. That's all I'm saying.
Avicii killed himself. So
because of mental exhaustion.
Is that what he said?
Well, his parents put out this letter. They said he was like a sort of a tortured mental person. And,
yeah, of
course. Yeah, I mean, if he's like, a lot of these like genius artists are like that.
Totally.
I mean, maybe I can imagine touring is extremely grueling on the mind.
It is.
And maybe it was the right call. Again, I'm apologizing. I'm going to play apologist on this.
The right
podcast.
Call for Avicii or the right call for Kanye?
I'm just going to not answer that. No, for Kanye.
Okay, I was going to say, it's just like...
No, for Kanye. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Was he suicidal? And he's like, I got to back away
I totally agree.
Money.
I totally agree.
It is good. He like he should take care of himself first.
All right. So getting into this post...
Unless you're pro-suicide, dude.
I'm not pro-suicide.
So this is saying I'm not saying I'm not.
This post is called Kanye Lately Explained, right?
Yeah.
Which is what everybody is wondering, right? And
yes.
This was posted 22 hours ago, right? So this is hot and heavy. This is coming straight off the fucking presses, which means you'll probably get it in 2 weeks and it'll already be you.
This will be on the Today Show in July.
Yeah, pretty much.
We heard about this
new
thing.
Heard about this boy Kanye? Yeah. So this is from Heritageovis. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Heritagenovus?
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. Cool.
Sounds like you're saying Harry Genitals.
That's a fun name.
That is a cool name. You're getting a gold. You might get a gold.
You're getting a maybe gold.
All right. So I've been seeing a huge amount of confusion and distraught comments lately on this sub and others and just people in general about Kanye's media rampage and general complete takeover during the last 10 days. The good news, there is actually an answer to that. Answer to what the fuck is going on right now. The bad news, it's likely that most people are never going to find out. This is actually a pretty sophisticated piece of performance art from what I've gathered, although I can't figure out if Kanye actively mapped it out. The Trump part was definitely planned. It's a keystone or just a few ideas committed and ran with it into it intuitively. For real, though, it's pretty interesting and brilliant. Man, how does Dog Boobs read like this? I don't understand.
I can't read at all. Yeah. And she is... When she reads, it sounds like silk on warm butter.
I'm one
butter.
Of the best popcorn readers in my class. Great.
Do you want to finish this? Because I'm like so bad
at it. Totally.
I'm literally like seeing commas and being like, and just a few ideas.
Like, yes.
How do you do this?
I will assist with the read. Cool.
I try to memorize the sentence and then just say it. And it doesn't work.
Just go, like, say and make a noise when you want me to stop. Okay, so this guy, Heritivis, says, warning, you might have to pretend you're in English class or a book club for this to make much sense, so put on your nerd hats.
Perfect for our listeners.
Yes, put on those nerd hats. And then he says, credit goes to a thread on Kanye to the, which I don't know what that is. It looks like it's a forum, like a separate Kanye online
It's just like a Kanye website.
Where a guy figured out the key part and pretty much blew my mind. Here we go. Shall I continue?
Yes. And this is basically, by the way, this is kind of exactly the Twitter thing I was talking about. I mean, this is pretty much just sums it all up. So,
dude.
All right. So go ahead.
All right. As all of us know, Kanye's no stranger to stirring up controversy, especially on the run up to an album launch. However, this time appears to be much more gathered, centered, and relatively methodical harvest of media attention by Ye. The keys. This Twitter, what is it? Like a tweet?
It's a tweet chain?
Chain?
Tweet chain, yeah.
What do you call
tweet
that?
Tweet chain.
I call them a flutter.
I'm going to, a flutter. It's a flutter from April 22nd.
A migratory pack.
it's a
flock.
Flock?
Yeah. A flock.
A flock of tweets.
I like flutter, though.
A flock of tweets. Oh, genius.
Oh, my God. So this tweet is from April 22nd, which Kanye tweets only an image of Joseph Buies. Is that how you pronounce it?
Joseph, I don't know, maybe, sure.
Boys or boys?
I think it's Jamaican for boys.
Boys.
Is B-E-U-Y-S?
B-U-E-Y-S?
B-U-E-Y-S.
I think
Joseph
it's Bowie.
Boys.
I went to a high school with a Bowie.
Oh, sweet.
That's how he spelled
it. We're calling
it
Bowie.
Chris, shout out Chris Bowie.
Bless his heart. Way to go, Chris Bowie, son of Joseph Bowie. So he tweeted only an image of Joseph Bowie's I Like America and America Likes Me, a Vietnam-era performance art, a cryptic tweet and crucial allusion and hint during the calm before the storm. So this was like, 6 days before... His next one, which was April 28th, he tweeted a mood board. Translation, Ye's mood equals performance art. All right, let's unpack.
Damn. Cool. He's admitting
Whoa.
It.
Yeah,
he's admitting it, but I think this is actually, when I read this and when I went over this whole thing, it made me disappointed in people because people have gotten so upset about Kanye when you just take a goddamn moment to like
ask what he is, what he's doing. He's a performer.
Totally.
He's always trying to push a limit.
Yeah.
And this is like a pretty extreme limit.
Yeah. And I don't think people understand this stuff. I don't think people get performance art.
How could you explain this on Kathy Lee and Hoda?
Dude, it's almost like he's trying to show that like humankind is like less humane than like a wild coyote.
Yeah. Well, let's finish all of this, and then we'll start speculating on kind of the nuances.
Then we'll
of
go
the
into the lit crit. Okay, the mood board details a reference to Andy Kaufman, a famous comedian notorious for his performance art. Kaufman's style was mostly about publicly being erratic, zany, bizarre, and ludicrous. It appears to be guiding Kanye's execution of whatever you want to call this. The mood board also shows David Hammond's Blizzard ball sale. Hammond's was also a performance artist. Gasp. And the piece entailed Hammond setting up shop on the street in the middle of winter and selling snowballs. That's awesome.
It's a great idea.
The core idea to this, of course, is how fucking absurd the idea of selling snowballs in the middle of winter is. Best I can make of it is the idea that Kanye is dealing in factional outrage and controversy in a time where political division in America is at a pinnacle.
Right. Like, you don't need to sell that because that's already, we already it's have everywhere. Too much to begin with. Yeah.
Oh, right on. The most important piece of the mood board is Bowie's I Like America and America Likes Me. This is the guiding piece to Kanye's continuing performance art. Bowie's, a performance artist, how coincidental, performed this piece in the early 70s as a response to political, social, and civic division during the Vietnam era. During this time, American society was tumultuous with protests against American involvement in the Vietnam War, while society as a whole was generally reeling after the civil rights era and facing new pressure from corporate America to reaffirm traditional values and conformity so as to quell broad threats to free market interests / traditional interests. Reaffirming consumerism, reducing societal volatility, reducing the odds of abandoning traditional values and traditional markets, etc. Wow, this guy is going in. Bowie's also felt that during this time, the dominant culture in America was still marginalizing certain demographics, such as Native Americans, Blacks, and immigrants. Bowie's project was to lock himself in a room with a coyote for 3 days. He brought with him a sturdy sheet, which he often cloaked around himself, and a walking stick, and would often arrange the two to mimic the appearance of a shepherd. Apparently, this is something shepherds do. Who knew? Bowie's was also very much into shamanism and was a bit of a mystic and the like. Part of the lore in relation to concepts Bowie was using for this piece was the common North American First Nations perception of the coyote in myths and culture. Generally, this has some variants, of course, but there's a common strain here from what I've researched. The coyote is understood as either to be both a trickster god and or Prometheus figure in various First Nations mythology and culture in North America, trying to help humans survive. That's nice.
Right.
God, and we don't even help them. They're always so hungry. We should be giving food and stuff. Anyway.
Giving them cats.
Give them cats and cashews.
Yeah. Cats and cashews.
I have a ton of trail mix.
See a coyote? Give him a cat and some cash.
Some cash.
Send him on his way.
Here's the cat. Here's the cash. Now get the fuck out of my yard. For those who don't know, trickster gods and Promethean figures and characters appear pretty frequently in various cultures' mythology. The trickster god will always have an independent agenda and uses his high intellect to try and pursue that agenda, often to the benefit of society. Prometheus was a character in Greek mythology that stole fire from the gods to give it to humans. He was also the figure representing civilization and sophistication in terms of tools and progress. Bowie's would perform symbolic gestures to the coyote, such as trying to hold eye contact, offering it his gloves, trying to speak to it. I imagine the coyote just sort of did coyote shit. Bowie's represented the individual entangling with society's proposed ideas, but the ideas are those that he, the individual, could not understand. There was a fundamental inability to communicate between the two, representing the social divides of the Vietnam era based on the different sets of values present in American society. This is some deep shit.
Man, I love this.
So
I love
interesting.
It. I love it.
God. You'd never think this Kim Kardashian's husband would
brain.
Be like, really rad.
Well, this is also like Kim Kardashian's probably like,
What? Yeah. He's like, don't even worry about it.
So great. Did you hear Kanye's doing pottery now?
He's throwing clay.
He's an artist.
I mean, I will say that I will continue this, obviously, because there's still quite a bit more we need to kind of dig into with this, but I think that dating the Kardashian, or married to the Kardashian in general,
is
a part of his performance art in general, too. Because
The
dude is, the Kardashians are the apex of American culture in the worst possible way, and in Kanye indulging in that. And actually engaging on it in such an intimate way feels in itself like an art,
our
performance art piece. You know what I mean,
dude? That's kind of crazy. And like,
he lives in Calabasas. I mean, that's like the most boring, bland, white
it's
place.
Kanye, dude.
Yeah,
I know. It just doesn't match up.
It doesn't
I know.
Make
What's
sense.
He doing?
I know. What is the trick?
What is he doing?
All right, continue reading.
All right, so Bowie, he's in this room with a coyote.
Right.
When Bowie's would imitate a shepherd, it represented the ability of all individuals to be a leader, displaying the evolution of individuals into leaders, elders, or guides through their lifetime, as we all take that role one way or another at some moment in our lives. The coyote would engage with Bowie's, probably trying to eat him, but it represented the agenda, will, and ideology of sectors or elements of society, and the conflict those generate between each other. And between each other and the individual. It could be the interests of the Native Americans and their culture, Black Americans, corporate America, free love hippies, Protestant America, etc. Wow, that is...
Yeah, so ideology in general.
Thick-ass thinking. A society attempts to incorporate the individual and influence them, giving the faction more power and influence. Power in this sense refers to the power of individuals in a group. So civilization, nation, the necessary collection of individuals to assert power over our surroundings. The idea is that a reckoning has to be made with the coyote, and only then can this trauma be lifted. You still with me? He asks. Barely, I respond.
I mean, so just to sum up what we've heard so far, because we know this is a bit of a slog. Let it be known, though, it'd be a lot harder if I was reading it. Oh. So, thank you, Doug Bruce. This is actually a very fascinating piece, because I think that this is we've heard a lot about the echoes of the divisions during Vietnam, with what we're currently dealing with in America. Because there's, I think, particularly ideologically, and everybody knows, well documented, that I'm like a baby boomer hater, right? But I think that's a really good example. Like, this actually kind of sums up part of the reason why I actually feel that way, because there's not only is there a division in cultures, but there's the inherent patronizing of demographics, in this case baby boomers, on millennials, and kind of the misunderstanding of the culture wars that have been created by digital media, the MAGA world, because even within the Donald Trump sector, like there are two different camps, right? There are people who are just Donald Trump, just big fans of Donald Trump. They just want like a Republican and a Republican president. And like, what do you mean he had sex with a porn star? That's God forgives if you ask for forgiveness, right? They're like, there's that sector. But there's a whole other sector of those people who just want to watch the world burn and are kind of anarchists who think of this whole moment as a big punk rock movement, right?
Yeah.
A big shift. It's a big punk rock movement. It's pretty fascinating. So... I think that this art piece, this performance art piece, is very pertinent to today.
Yeah.
And I think the manifestation of Coyote, I think, is a lot of... This is kind of where we get into it with Kanye, and so I'll let you continue reading. But I think the Coyote is the really fascinating prop in this whole thing.
Wow.
That Kanye... That in the current... The context of today, the Coyote is... It's very different, and I'll let you continue from here.
Very interesting. All right. So Kanye is fully recreating this piece of art. I like America and America likes me. Instead of the Vietnam era, we can refer to this as the Trump era. Yuck, in parentheses. Ye sees society as bitterly divided into factions and unable and unwilling to communicate in a civil dialogue based on good old democratic fraternity. He's actually basically tweeted this directly a few times and is obviously championing the idea at this point. Everyone love everyone, let's talk about it, express your free thought, etc., etc. But without the missing pieces, of course, it just seems like another whack tweet that's coming out of left field. Ye recognizes that warring sectors of society are just a series of coyotes representing different potential approaches to culture and civilization, Democrats, Republicans, broadly.
Well, and that's I think where I will jump in again and say that we can really minimize it by saying it's a political division thing, but I think it's a lot more interesting when you start talking about it between like the way that people always shit on millennials, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus baby boomers, versus like the whole idea of, why haven't you bought a house yet? What do you mean you have debt?
Yeah.
You should go to college.
Why
right?
don't you have children?
Like all of these traditional paradigms that are being passed down generationally are completely failing us, and it's creating these warring factions, not only just within the ideological world and the identity world, but within the interpretations of the feasibility of expectation in modern society. So, damn. So more complicated than just Democrats yeah. and Republicans.
And that makes it way more interesting, too. It's like we've all had enough of the simple, like, red versus blue
right,
thing.
Right, totally.
Anyway, so the coyote represents different potential approaches to culture and civilization, all grappling with the many individuals in American society during a time that is more rife with conflict and social political turbulence than at any time since the Vietnam era. The actual recreation comes from Ye presenting himself as another approach to society slash civilization, one in which social healing, dialogue, togetherness, acceptance, a return to individualism, unity are the values, which is just as distinct as the Republican and Democrat coyotes. Ultimately, Ye has created and continued to support this performance art, wherein we, each individual person, must confront that we are locked in a room with a coyote. We, each one of us, are the man in the room who might also be a shepherd. The coyote represents the Democrats, the Republicans, and Kanye West as they try to recruit us into their ideological conflict, and he attempts to create a greater capability for understanding, togetherness, and dialogue. Kanye West has recreated I Like America and America Likes Me online on Twitter with 28 million followers, many of which are actively participating. He's broken into the news cycle and even coaxed the President of the United States into contributing. This will go down in history and Ye lore as a truly great instance of performance art, and we all get to witness which is pretty special is my own phrase.
Okay.
It was especially a special.
Especially a special. I honestly thought this had already gone mainstream a couple of days ago, but from what I can tell in this sub, it hasn't. It totally blew me away when I realized what was happening. Again, go check out the thread on this Kanye to the some forum website.
Yeah, .com forum.
In which OP cracked the code. Kanye status equals still a genius. Bonus points, there's a picture of, what is this?
It's the singles from the record.
The singles were released in the format of a text conversation. So he released those in the, it looked like basically a to and from in a iPhone text. Singles released in the format of a text conversation, like a dialogue, duh. Personally, I find that the master bit, but it could have a double meaning. Just sounds like an awful lot to me, or it just sounds an awful lot to me like something a coyote trickster god would call me. Okay, I'm done. Too long didn't read version. Here we go. Kanye's recreating Joseph Bowie's I Like America and America Likes Me performance art on Twitter. Trolls the shit out of planet Earth. Is a genius.
So there you have it. So
damn.
I think that this is, and this is one of those things where I've had people that I really respect, some of the smartest people I know in both the music industry and outside the music industry, who have turned their back on Kanye because of this Donald Trump thing. And it's been fascinating because I discovered this yesterday, and immediately I've had a couple people that I've suddenly been like, no, you should read this, right? And people suddenly like you watch them change because all of a sudden it's like this moment of realization where you go, oh yeah, that is what Kanye would do.
Because
this is also the thing about Kanye is he has a history. And I don't think this seems like it's him stealing shit, and I don't mean it this way. Because I think that what he does is he, all of his albums have pulled from all these interesting influences that I think at the time seem strange, but then they all make sense later. And he's not stealing from them. He's kind of like using their influence, collaborating with them, etc. So famously, most famously, kind of the best example of this was obviously Daft Punk, right? When he pulled Daft Punk on for Better, Faster, Stronger, or whatever that song is, I think from Graduation, whatever. Like, that was kind of the beginning of Daft Punk's revival, right?
Right.
And now Daft Punk is Daft Punk, right? They were always Daft Punk, but like, you know.
Yeah, it's like mainstream.
Beyond mainstream. They're popular. Easily one of the most famous bands in the world, right? And in the last album, he was very deep in the fashion world, which is really interesting. And I think so, it is just within Kanye's. It's part of his brand, zeitgeist, etc., to be a really great curator of previous art movements and ideas that he then magnifies to the mainstream and to the pop world. Now, there may be some skeptics out there who think this is totally fucking shit, and that's fair. I mean, I think this is a long walk for a ham sandwich, as one may say.
Great, right? Term, yeah.
It's my favorite term.
So it is a long walk.
That should be the name of your autobiography.
Yeah, that should be the name of my autobiography. They'll never get it.
It's really easy to hate him if you don't know anything about him. Right? Well, I mean, because all you do is hear the Today Show version of, yeah, or whatever,
and then he chooses to put himself into. I mean, you didn't realize you were doing this, but all of what you've been saying about Donald Trump, like, give him a chance, whatever. I think the same logic applies to Kanye in this instance, because like he puts himself in venues that we instinctively hate. Like, yeah. TMZ wanders into the TMZ office, starts ranting shit about how slavery is a choice. Yes. Right? Two things happen there that on our gut instinct, we go, oh, fuck you, Kanye.
Yeah.
TMZ, which is like the fucking dumpster trash fire of society, right? Mm-hmm. Like paparazzi culture, which Kanye has had riffs with in the past itself, which is interesting that he would go to their office and be like,
I'm going
to
put it on you.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And then also talking about slavery in this way, which is obviously an incredibly hot topic, right?
So, and the Trump connection thing is interesting because, I mean, Trump kind of does the same thing. I mean, everyone, you know, love him, hate him, or whatever.
Right.
You know, I don't think he's a deep genius, and he's, no. I don't think he's planned
like he's
all this.
No,
but I think he's maybe accidentally found a way that works and gets people's attention,
and
he just exploits the fuck out of it.
I mean, Trump is not an artist. Kanye is an artist.
But in
Donald
the same
Trump,
way, they're eliciting the same reactions,
right,
using the same methodology. I don't think their intentions are the same.
I think one can argue that the strategists that have been behind Trump is an easily exploited person, right? That's like, that's kind of one of the big themes with Trump, right? And I don't mean that he's an idiot, because I think that people that call Donald Trump an idiot, like a flat out idiot, I think are probably not giving him certain credit that I think, I don't want to say he deserves, but I think it's kind of a little bit misguided to just be like, he's so stupid.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think at the end of the day, it's like, you know, he's the president.
Yeah, really. Like dumb like a fox, like that term.
Exactly, it's dumb like a fox. But like, you know, Steve Bannon, for instance, I think also not an artist, but I think comes from the kind of mentality that is required for the audacity of an art piece like this in the way that Kanye is also doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like being able to have the self-awareness to puppeteer a situation and socially manipulate a situation.
Yeah.
I think
on such a huge scale.
I think that is a very Steve Bannon thing. That is a very Donald Trump thing. And
yeah.
I think that, and that's ultimately part of the reason why I think Hillary Clinton was such a bad option for a president, to be completely honest, is because she lacked the kind of awareness necessary of situations like this, right?
Yeah.
Because this is also a very Putin thing, right?
Yeah. Honestly, that's true. It's like this influence. Like, you have to have the influence.
But also the willingness and self-awareness of the kind of emotional touch points that will get under people's skin and magnify certain opinions.
Yeah, so calculating.
Because that's part of the reason with this Kardashian thing that I've always thought was so crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you would never in a million worlds think that Kim Kardashian would be married to a Kanye West, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think Kim is an artist by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sure Kanye's had an influence on her, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, everybody always talked about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes being married for like Hollywood agent brokering situation,
right?
And I would not be surprised in the least if it was the same situation with Kanye and Kim.
Yeah. No, I'm honestly, it's a brilliant business idea. Like, it's business art, like both of their whatever their motivations are, it feels like they're both getting what they want out of it.
You have to be so patient to pull one of these things off.
Totally.
It's such a marathon. Like, I personally have no patience for like a long con.
Oh,
same.
Man.
I'm like, here's a good idea, why don't you get it? And you're like,
totally.
I just don't. And I'm like, if you want to get someone's build someone's or change someone's mind, it's really complicated.
Yeah.
It's really complicated. And think
you can't just explain a good idea,
right?
And people will be like, yeah, that is
like
a good idea.
It really
In fact,
opens
it's the opposite.
People
push back.
Yeah, I feel like this opens a really interesting ethical question about art, too. Because it's like, some of the things Kanye saying like slavery is a choice and backing Donald Trump after all of the things he's directly and indirectly done to like persecuted communities in this country. It's like, if it's harmful, but it's in the pursuit of art, it's like, is art held to a standard of right or wrong? Like it can't really be.
Yeah. I mean, well, that, I mean, that's the big, that's always been the question of art, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think art is designed to, I mean, the best art is meant to provoke complicated ideas, right? And I think that
it seems like a lot of Kanye's like peers are like, "Hey, man, you might be doing this for art, but like what you're saying is pretty harmful." And it's like, it's almost like, what's the point of saying that? Like,
totally.
Well, you can't limit art.
Exactly. And like, that's the thing is like, you need to be able to, and that's also part of the challenge that I think we should all deal with when it comes to Kanye too, or art in general, is like, you know, I find one thing that we haven't talked about this that is maybe the linchpin that we're going to see manifest even greater in the future is the Andy Kaufman reference. Because Andy Kaufman, so, you know, the Joseph Bowie's piece, his name is Joseph, right? Joseph
Yeah.
Bowie's, Joseph Bowie's piece lasted 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Kaufman was known for these, like, marathon
performance. It was like
pieces.
His life.
It was his life. So it's like, you would have, you know, his thing with like wrestling, right? Where he was wrestling female wrestlers. That was like months and months and months and months. And then people still to this day speculate that Andy Kaufman isn't actually dead and the cancer thing was a long con, right?
Yeah, they think he's going to come back as the longest con of it all. And you're I hope so.
I hope that idea. But also, you know, we haven't seen I guess technically this whole thing is a long con with Kanye, but maybe even more. It is a little bit of like, what is the Andy Kaufman longevity to this performance piece that Kanye is a part of, right? Like, where is this going to manifest? Are we going to see it manifest in the Kardashians? Are we going to see it manifest in like something even crazier? I mean, is Kanye's attempt to become president the great long con? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows, right? But
and
you
it
could
feels
say,
like it's been there, done that. Like, I feel
bit,
like
yeah.
Trump's done that.
But
he started
intentionally, though.
He started
not intentionally,
his run.
But I almost feel like that's not even a good end game for Kanye anymore.
I agree. I mean,
he
like
wants to be
original.
President of space.
Yes. Yes.
Because Trump started announcing for president in like the 80s,
right?
So it took 30 years.
But this is also, I mean, this, man, the other, I mean, I love, there's so many pieces of this. Because when you think about performance art on this scale, too, with this kind of like, the trolling kind of performance art, you also start thinking a lot about what is real and what is manipulated fiction, right?
Yeah.
And that is another huge part of America's problem right now, and the kind of the ultimate zeitgeist of America, which we're all we're constantly battling with. So I think that Even the self-identification with a truth, whatever truth you find self-evident, is a little bit of that teamsman ideological commitments that I think Kanye is ultimately trying to challenge too. And this is all, again, like we're attributing Kanye with a lot of self-awareness in this. Maybe he isn't that self-aware, but even the introduction of this idea in this post on Reddit, it poses so many fascinating ideas that I'm so excited to be thinking about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's cool.
I mean,
it's like being in a college again, like
it
being in a class
like
where you're
bit,
like, what's going on here?
It also anchors the chaos in some kind of a plan, which I think makes humans feel warm and fuzzy.
I mean, that's the reason we want to believe anything. It's
somebody's in charge.
We're afraid of chaos.
Somebody knows we're afraid of chaos.
I mean, that's part of the fear of death is the idea that things can just happen.
Right.
You're going to get worms up your nose.
Anything can happen and then you're dead, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a fear of chaos. And I think hearing about this plan, you know, I mean, the top comment on that post actually is, I want to believe. And that's such an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why, I mean, that's probably why I want to believe in aliens for the same sort of logic of, there's other things and there's a plan and people have higher technologies and maybe one day we can get some of that. Maybe we'll get some of that anti-gravity.
Like way scarier to think we're alone.
Oh,
in the
way
universe.
Scarier. Way scarier.
Like, think of that. That means we're a complete fluke mistake.
Totally.
That the universe will write eventually.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
You sound like my mom.
But even the idea of the universe writing something is also still the assumption of the absence of chaos.
Yeah.
And that so much of what this is suggesting is order and chaos.
Yeah.
Or chaos and order, right?
Right. Right.
And I think that it all presents such a fascinating idea. And I love it. And even if it is, again, even if it is not real, and there's another piece of this that I think is gives credence to it being real, by the way, and this is kind of just a very small side note, but when I was researching Joseph Buies last night, trying to dig up a little bit more juice on this, another post recently, it was 3 years ago, is Marina Abramovich, who's a very famous performance artist, right? She was the one who collaborated with Lady Gaga and is kind of very, very well known as kind of a modern contemporary performance artist. It was a post in this subreddit called Obscure Media. That's a great subreddit as well that at some point we're going to cover. And it was Marina Abramovich reperforms Joseph Buies' How to Explain Pictures to a Dead Hare, which is a 1965 piece of performance. So it's not an uncommon for people of that level to recreate Joseph Buies' pieces, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that was part of Kanye's logic. He goes, well, Marina Abramovich did it. I want to recreate a piece as well, right? So Kanye, dude.
That's just insane. Like, but it's totally... What's the word? He's totally doing this. Like,
totally.
The dots are connected.
Yeah.
This is beyond coincidence at this point, but I think one of the byproducts of this that I think I would assume that he did not anticipate is some of the peripheral pieces that make this so fascinating when you start talking about the order and chaos, when you start talking about allegiance to ideology in terms of the kind of...
Right.
The idea of racism, whatever.
I try not to have an allegiance to an ideology.
Yeah,
I think it's like, I mean, you it's try important. To distance yourself, but always keep one so step many, away.
But even
your instinct is to be part of a unit and a tribe and a team. Mm-hmm. I think that's like the human instinct.
It's human instinct, but it's also like this challenges all of it, though. I mean, that's the fascinating thing is like being like, I mean, you said this a couple minutes ago where you go like, I'm not a racist, I don't agree with pedophilia, whatever, right? Even though those are so obvious, those are still aligning with an ideological idea,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because that's what's crazy. It's
part
like,
of normal society.
Yeah, we're so used to like labeling ourselves that if you say like, I'm a Republican, but no, I don't believe in this, this, and this, it's because people have a tendency to be like, oh, a Republican, I know everything that you're about.
Totally.
And it's like, no, you don't.
Totally. And I think that's part of that's why the racism thing I think is so interesting with the Kanye thing is because Kanye not too long ago Kanye came out on fucking public television and was like, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yes.
Right? Like clearly Kanye is self-aware of the issues of what he would say about slavery being a choice. Right.
Right.
Like that's not new news. Right. So him saying something like that, and people have a change of heart and whatever. And like, you know, he is. Like no matter what this is, he's still an insane person.
Yeah.
We're not calling like Kanye this.
You kind of have to be.
Totally, yeah, it's like
insane,
artists
right? But
are a little wonky.
Artists are wonky, but I think it's the idea of like, oh, you're with or against racism is still to what he's saying is partially a little bit of that like, a recognition of the dangers of tribesmanship, even in the most obvious circumstances, right?
Yeah.
Even something so fucking simple, like, I like food, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The mere act of identifying yourself as someone who likes food pits yourself ideologically against people who don't, right?
Yeah.
Which
like he's trying to break down those divisions, like the walls.
He is. He's trying to
and
break down
like,
the walls.
And he's like, you don't have to be one or the other.
Totally. And it's about self-identification, but it's also about self-labeling. I think it's about the language we use. There's so many pieces of this, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a black dude and you're supposed to just hate Trump because that's the way it is.
Right. Totally.
You really, I mean, you alienate yourself from even listening to it.
Totally.
It's kind of...
100%. I mean, that is the
so
downfall of the Democratic Party, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was Chance the Rapper tweeted in response to Kanye. It was like, all black people don't have to be Democrats.
Totally.
Like, why is everybody acting like...
And people freaked out.
Yeah.
About it,
they're like... It in that's patronizing the fact that it's like, oh, but you're black. Not, you should be with the Democrats because they care about you. It's like, fuck
it's
you.
Not very Democratic. Right. I can't wait to try to explain this all to somebody later today. Be like,
oh my
yo,
God.
Man, nope, Kanye. No,
get this.
He's fucking with
scoot.
Us all. Let me break it down for you.
Let me start.
So there was this one guy. He got a bunch of coyotes, right? And he was like, fuck with them all. And
get
then
this.
Like that's when fuck you, man. I'm drunk. And then I walk away.
And then run away, and then you notice as you run away that you didn't have pants on the whole time.
And I go, I'm an artist! And you just got played, Kanye West rules.
So do you think that, like, poop-de-scoop, scoop-de-dee-whoop, was that all just trolling?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, so for anybody who doesn't know what that is, so he released two singles the other day. And one of them had a verse at the very end of it that was like, and he had been preparing people for that. He had been talking about, like, it'll all make sense when you hear this last verse. Ready for this verse, right?
Yeah, and he, like, samples a song like he usually does.
Totally.
And it's
same
like you
shit,
get into
right?
it and you're waiting for him to start, you know, rapping.
Right.
And then
he just
happens.
And then he just, like, scats with, like, literally saying, like, poop de doop.
Poop, poop,
scoop, scoop, poop.
Diddy whoop.
Scoop, poop, doop. And it was, and people were all like,
God damn it. Like, biggest letdown.
Right. But, I mean, that had to have been why. Like,
yeah.
That had to have been why. Because it's just, again, like, there's the higher art of expectation. And what do you, like, what do we expect to get out of, like, nobody can explain everything.
No.
You know?
What I like about it is he's sort of exposing our inadequacies of like, we buy into things so easily. Like,
totally.
Whoever's on TV says something, people go, yeah, that's what he said. And you're
totally,
like, yeah, but
dude.
They've got an agenda, and they're probably, like,
totally.
Pushing their own thing. And I mean, you hear it in politics all the time. So he's sort of using us against ourselves.
Totally.
And that's why I think it's really interesting and fun. You're like, yeah. And I don't know, maybe it's like a little cynical, but at least to question what people say, I think is a good first step.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it's
don't
so
just buy it all because, you know, chances are they want something specific from what they said. I mean, commercials do it. Politicians do it. Everyone's selling something.
I agree.
At least just take a step and be like, what are they really saying, or what do they really want?
Yeah.
I think Kanye's kind of using people's, like, snap judgments.
Totally.
You know,
yeah, it's
of...
like fans feel like an ownership over Kanye West. Like, his fans feel like, you know, they're entitled to something from him. And it's interesting because, like, Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian family are, like, the ultimate branded family.
Totally.
And I feel like Kanye's now being like, I'm not a brand. Like, I am a person.
Right.
You don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, I feel like... He had in mind, like, one of, like, his fans listening to the song and getting really into it in the beginning and then just getting hit with this poop scat.
Totally.
And you're just like, what the fuck, Kanye?
What are you doing?
And
yeah.
It's like a jolt, like a wake-up call that's like, yeah, did you think that you deserved something else from him? He's a person.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
You don't deserve anything.
Yeah, he doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, there's so many tentacles of this that I find so interesting and so special and so
crazy,
so fun to speculate on. I mean, it really reminds me a lot of Shia LaBeouf. I think, I really like Shia LaBeouf. I think he's a really fascinating guy and he's got a really interesting mind. And I think this echoes Shia LaBeouf's mentality where it kind of, and actually this reminds me a lot of, there was a famous, what's his fucking name? The guy who did the like 50,000 pound shark. Do you remember that thing? The guy, the formaldehyde. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I gotta remember this guy's name. Why am I blanking?
Let me see.
Formaldehyde.
Oh, Damien Hirst.
Damien Hirst. That's his name. I don't know why I was blanking on that. He's a very famous artist. Probably one of the most famous artists in the modern kind of modern art era. But he did a piece a few years ago called, like, I don't remember what the name of it. It had a really interesting, complicated name, but it was basically a diamond-encrusted skull. You guys have probably seen it.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember reading an interview about him because he's a really easy guy to dismiss because he does deal with... His stuff is more conceptual than it is interesting to look at most of the time. And if you don't have a mind for conceptual art, then you don't. And you have to kind of train yourself to think about it this way.
Yeah.
And I remember reading about that piece, and basically what he said was, I believe that artists should make art with the resources they have available. That's part of the artist experience. You only know what you can do.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of money. So I'm going to use my money to make an art piece that reflects the amount of money that I have, right?
Damn.
And I thought it was a really fucking great point, right? And I thought it was a really interesting way to approach art. And that was a little bit of what Kanye does in this, which is like having access to 25 million followers, being a part of the Kardashian clan. Like he has access to these things that can really influence his art in a profound way. And then also, I think that's similar to like what Shia LaBeouf does, where it's like using fame as your art piece, right?
Yeah,
because that's what he did with like that, like literally live stream Shia LaBeouf watching his own films.
Yeah,
as an art piece. I love that. I thought it was genius, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just him watching his own films, and you just have a camera on him, and you're just live streaming him watching it. There was the other one he did where it's like I'm not famous anymore or something like that, where it was just him in a room with a bag over his head, and then you got to go in, sit in a room with him, and just berate him or do whatever the fuck you wanted to do with him.
Yeah,
and it was like things like that. I just look at and I go, I really appreciate this kind of art because it's not contrived. It's inaccessible to most people, but that's kind of the point, is that this thing that I have is inaccessible to people, so I'm taking the inaccessibility and turning that into the art itself, right?
Yeah.
So,
and they don't give
that's
a
pretty
fuck.
Insane.
And people don't give a shit. And people, I mean, that's why...
The artists don't give a fuck about what people think of them,
no,
too.
No, of course
which
not.
Is kind of a nice...
Right.
I don't know, feels...
Well, it's also, I think, when you're in that situation, when part of your job is you have to be metrically, quantifiably measured by how much people like you, that's a really fascinating thing that you would go in and be like, part of the experience of this art
is to me, not like me
trying to understand what it feels like to A, not be liked, and B, not have to even think about it.
And
you know what I mean?
And it goes against kind of the industry they work in. And
exactly.
The agents, lawyers, manager, people.
Totally. Like,
what are you doing?
Totally.
No. But, totally. It actually could expand his star over time, which they could never comprehend.
Right.
But this is the only way to do that for somebody like him is to do something insane.
Oh, so fascinating. I know. It really is.
I love this theory. It's great.
Me
really
too.
Cool. It's
good,
a really cool
good
theory.
Good find.
I know, man. I was very... this is a good example of the kind of stuff. This obviously didn't exclusively bubble up on Reddit, but this is where kind of the speculation happens. And I think... You know, if you're a Kanye fan, obviously you probably already know about the Kanye subreddit. If you're not a Kanye fan, and I'm not saying become a Kanye fan, because take it or leave it, and there are different reasons why people like his stuff. But I think following this theory, and if you kind of have an academic mind and you want to break this thing down, this is a good place for it. The Kanye sub, I think, is probably hot on the trail trying to really decipher this. I mean, it feels like a great scavenger hunt that we're watching happen over Twitter. So.
It's, at least, I don't know, it's kind of... I definitely was judgmental about Kanye over the last couple of years just because he seems like an idiot. And then the Kardashian thing.
I mean,
and
he's
like,
unapologetically ostentatious. I mean, it's part of his thing.
Yeah, so I'm just like, ugh, this guy. But I don't know. Now I'm sort of trying to take a step back and just say, like, maybe there's something more interesting going on here. And and I'll take a breath.
Take a breath, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
Kanye, you're more intellectual
than I am. Did you
hear
about our mayor, Eric Garcetti?
Run for prez?
Yeah.
But
what I like about it is that he's now Mexican-American Jewish-Italian.
It's how
he's running.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's how he's like walking out.
That's
and I think
awesome.
It gets back to some of this tribal stuff, but it sort of made me think of it. But he's trying to hit these sort of like voter marks, you know?
Yeah.
And
he's like, I'm also a lesbian.
But like the headlines are Mexican-American Jewish-Italian, like Mayor Eric Garcetti. So that's how he's like presenting himself.
Yeah.
And so you're just getting that Mexican vote. The Italian vote's probably not huge, but it's maybe the Catholic vote.
Yeah.
But that's what, I mean, that's what we've talked about on this pod in the past, where the identity political association is really complicated because I am a white man, of course. Right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't, like, that minimizes so much of my past, you know?
Yeah.
Feels old-fashioned to vote on your race. I mean, aren't we supposed to get being more progressive?
Well, it feels old-fashioned to vote on your race, but it's also like just the idea of white male as like this vilified character. It's like, I was thinking about this as it pertains to Jewish people, right? Because Jews, I have no idea when I meet a Jew, 90% of the time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah, dude.
You can't, like, they have some physical characteristics.
Kind of, but not really. I mean, people think I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish.
I think it's like a Mediterranean look, I'd say.
I think Israelis are a Mediterranean look. I don't think Jews are necessarily a
Mediterranean look. No, I'm with you. I don't think there's a distinct look. There isn't. Yeah. I mean.
There totally is.
There's but so many.
Nope.
We don't see Jews, dude.
I honestly don't. I mean, there are obviously people in the world who look like stereotypically more like someone or more like a group of people than others. But I mean, there are tons of people I know that I honestly don't even, and I'm not saying like I'm colorblind, but I don't really talk about religion with my friends that much.
Right.
But some people will drop like, you know, like I'm Hanukkah or Rosh Hashanah or some whatever. And I'm like, oh, didn't know.
I know. And the reason I bring that up is like the idea of being a white male or a white female and then also Jewish. I think those ideologically, I don't want to say they're dichotomically opposed, but it's a complicated thing because you can't, Jews are a traditionally marginalized minority, but the white male villain doesn't really work in that. You know what I mean? Because all of a sudden you're like, well, are you a Jew? Which is a traditionally marginalized group that had one of the largest mass atrocities in the last, since the dawn of civilization, only 100 years ago, was completely crippled by that. Or are you a white male who is the villain that has ruined America? You know what I mean? Like which is it? Because they're two completely different narratives, but they're not self-obvious. Right. And I think that applies for, like, again, we've talked about this with Italians and Irish. Are you a white guy or are you the immigrant of the potato famine? Right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? Or are you like a white female or are you a black female or are you like the daughter of a prominent Hills Republican donor?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and the Russian, I mean, the
pick like, one, right?
More Russians died than the Jews in World War II. And,
well, there are a lot of Jewish Russians. But again, that still gets to the same thing. It's like,
yeah, but you could say it's like, you've heard numbers like 50 million Russians like were killed by Stalin. So, but that story isn't pushed as hard as the Jewish story, especially with like media and movies.
I think it comes down to motive for that one.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, either way,
obviously they're both shitty, but I think you just hear less about the Russian.
The reason I bring it up is I think just as it pertains to all the identity association that I think some of what Kanye is talking about here is really important. I think it's even within that, I think there's so much going on right now about like particularly the reason I bring up white males isn't just because I am one as much as it's like
there's a million kinds of everybody.
There's a million kinds of everybody, but so much of what we're hearing about now is like against particularly the vilification of white guys.
Which, what about like a Weinstein kind of a Jew? Like,
but exactly,
he's
exactly,
like the bad
exactly.
white kind
like
of
Weinstein
Jew.
Is like
or does he get a pass because his exactly. ancestors were
it's
I don't
so
know
complicated and
because
the reason,
it's not simple
because we don't need to do it. I
exactly.
think that's the thing is like
I agree. I'm laughing because I'm like it's silly to think you can put everybody in these boxes
totally
but that's what
and
people want to do.
The boxes even matter, right? Like the fact that we would try to identify people by that metric is so annoying. And I'm not, and it's in the part of the reason why we're even having this conversation is because of like racism, for instance, with towards black people, is because for so long it was the other side. And I think this is one of the big travesties of slavery ultimately, is like how it stripped the tribalism that is inherent to Africa completely from immigrants or from slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like you don't fucking know. Like most people, I could be wrong, but like I think most of my friends that are black don't really know where they are beyond the slave trade.
Yeah,
you don't know. You don't.
No, it's like their heritage is stolen.
I mean, there are so many languages, so many tribes, so many cultures in Africa, and you have no idea. And it's such a fucking bummer. And I think that ultimately, at the end of the day, when it comes down to this, I think that part of what Kanye introduces and all of this is just it's complicated identity association.
Challenging identity association.
Exactly. That we need to do better at being like, whoa, Kanye's a Republican now? Fuck Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I don't even know what a minority is anymore.
I mean, I think they're it's a loaded question, right?
Well, exactly.
It's a loaded
Everyone
question.
Goes, minorities. You go, wait, but what kind? Rich ones? Poor ones? uneducated ones.
Totally.
You know,
I think it's like there's a lot of different kinds of minorities.
Yeah. Right?
But it gets chucked around in the news like it's like we all know what you're talking about.
Well, it's an emotional touch point that I think it is easy for. I don't want to say non-complicated people because that sounds terrible.
I can talk about it, but people get really offended.
Well, it's easy to strike an emotional chord, but without it's a story that we've heard so many times that it's relatively easy for us to understand the point of what is trying to be said.
Yeah,
and it's being used for a reason,
right?
To manipulate potentially.
I just think there's so much history to the question. It's almost like shorthand now.
I think that's what I mean. Is like we're getting into like increasingly we all know, complicated times.
Yeah,
but
words are confusing. But we all know what people mean when they say that. But it's like
I don't.
Well, but I mean that's the problem. Is I think we used to, and I think it's getting a lot harder. I think that now it's like
I still when I hear minorities, I still relate that to communities and society that are like not as well represented.
I think that I agree with
Latino.
You, but I think that now that's a different interpretation of literally the word minority.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? I think that's the thing.
It's yeah, like, no, that's what I mean. It's shorthand for what we all know.
Right.
It stands for, right. But it's like if you're looking at literally what the word minority means, yeah, literally they may not be the minority anymore, but we know what people mean when they're saying minorities.
Right.
There's a code language that some people don't get who are just like, huh? I thought that meant this. And you go, no, it actually means this. Well, and it's like,
the nuance. Yeah.
But that's a coded language that I think some people don't speak it.
I agree.
And it's like, where's the new dictionary?
Well, we need to...
And you can get people in trouble. And part you're like, of it wait, is I don't
teaching
understand.
The coded language. And I think that's... I don't think Kanye is making any attempt to teach that coded language.
No, I think he's showing... I think he's sort of proving that you can manipulate the language.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's the same thing with Trump
to make a point.
Totally, but I think it's you know this is not something that's easy to teach. I think it's something people just need to do a better job understanding. But anyway, we're approaching Rogan time. I think we probably need to
our new biggest fan
to Giddy.
Shout out to Rogan.
We're a
thanks,
huge
man.
Listener, man. I really appreciate you listening to our podcast
so cool
every week, dude.
He has time to
stop
listen
emailing
to
us, dude. He's going straight to our spam folder. I'm sorry, dude. We gotta just you know gotta start responding to.
We love bone arrows too.
What
is that he's like a big bone arrow guy.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I know he loves Onnit and kettlebells.
Oh, and cool. And now bow and arrows.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. Archery, I guess, is the proper
way. He's the coolest,
to say.
By the way.
He's pretty sweet.
All right. Anyway, so let's wrap this one up. Fucking Kanye West, dude. What a guy.
Bless his heart.
Kanye West, stock going up. Taylor Swift, stock going down.
Yes. Yeah. God, that is so interesting. I'm excited to see what he does.
I know. Well, I wonder if, I mean, you know what would be the real fucking Debbie Downer on all this is like, he eventually just went to a mental institution. Be like, Kanye's sick. All of what he's been doing and saying is
that
literally.
We'd be like, oh
right.
Man, yeah. Woof.
But
sorry.
You know what we would do? Would be like, ha ha, the long con.
Yeah.
Good one, Kanye.
Brilliant.
Like Claire Danes from her show on the Showtime, where she's got manic outbursts, but it allows her to connect the dots.
Wait, what?
Ooh, who? Who dat?
What the fuck's her show called? Jesus,
Sally Jesse Raphael.
This is bad pod. Edit that out.
We don't edit things. You know that.
I know.
People who listen to this have to sit through all of the awkward silences.
We're so cool. Homeland. Homeland.
Oh, is that what Homeland's about?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was.
She's
that?
Like a CIA operative, but she's manic depressive, and so, but like when she's manic, she can connect the dots and like.
So
she's figure
like,
out these complicated global
medicate.
Issues,
cool.
And so she's like, "Do I medicate? Do I not medicate?" And like, is Kanye going through a manic state where he could kill himself? And in that, creating the greatest art piece of all time.
And he's like,
maybe.
It's
tune
worth
in
the torture.
For season two.
Of Homeland.
It's actually like season eight.
Yeah.
Season eight of Homeland Kanye edition.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's one of the greatest living artists.
You got to be a little crazy to be a genius, I
you
guess.
You have to, dude. And I think he's. It's no longer. It's not like we're seeing this for the first time being like, he must be a genius. It's like, no, mm-hmm. he's well documented genius at this point.
Right.
This is just the latest stage of that. So. All right, cool. Couple randoms to close this one out. Got Dance Moms. Can't wait.
Ooh.
Can't wait for that.
You know, the official Dance Mom coach was like arrested or put in prison or something.
Cool.
I think she like assaulted a mom or something. I don't remember.
Unsurprising.
But I think she's lost a ton of weight in prison. Good for her. Good for her.
There's another one I got called War Game.
Ooh.
Which I think is probably a PC game or something.
I want to get back into PC gaming, meaning The Sims.
The Sims and what's it called? Desert Daddy?
My Dad? Oh, yeah. Dream Daddy.
Dream Daddy.
Desert Daddy.
Desert Dad.
I just need some water.
Oh, there's a really cool new game on Steam called Spy. What is it? Spy Games or something like that, where it's for two players and you're in. One plays a spy, one plays a sniper, and you're in like a high-rise apartment, and you're in the middle of a dinner party. The spy is in the middle of a dinner party. The sniper's across the street with like a gun with a laser, and the guy, you can't see each other's screens, but the sniper's goal is to watch all of the people at the party and find someone doing something suspicious. So you have, and then as the spy, you have a list of things you need to accomplish, like swap out statues and look in books and all this stuff. So, like, if you do anything that gives you away, the sniper might see and shoot you. So it's like you have to.
Oh, so you're
it's very
so,
cool.
Oh, interesting.
So you each are like fighting each other. And
those are both
the,
my dream jobs. Yeah, I don't know which one I'd rather be more.
I know. I love sniping.
Tina, is this a new set of books you got? Mind if I peruse?
Like, I watched a YouTube video of someone playing it, and like the guy got shot because he was standing in front of the bookshelf with a sandwich, and he's like, "I don't know how to put the sandwich down. This looks so suspicious."
I just feel like as a spy, there's so many situations to be like. Like, "Hey Jim, what are you? Nothing. What are you doing?
What do you do? What did you do?
You did it.
I gotta go. Yeah.
You did it. It wasn't me."
I just love the.
Oh my god.
Oh man, that sounds
fun. Then
you
just grab a handful of his hair for DNA and run out of the room.
Is there a way we can include a third so we can all do this on the pod?
God.
And one. So one's a sniper, one's a spy, and one's like.
Can I be drunk uncle mixing it up?
Yeah.
He's not involved in any of it.
You just get to be the guy who's like, the spy is trying to take a book, and you go up and be like, "Hey, dude, you see that game last night?
Yeah. Look over there." Swap. And you swap the book out of his hand. Gotcha. Yeah. Goofed.
Oh my god.
Goofed.
I love it.
All right, cool. Well, this has been a really fun one, man. I'm into this.
Yeah. Ooh,
Kanye
more,
messing
one more
with
random.
That mind.
I found one called No Shit Ouija, like Ouija board.
that's
pretty
amazing.
Funny. Anyway.
All right, cool.
Check that one out.
Kanye West, what a genius. Joseph Buies, also genius.
Don't be a sheep, sheeple.
Doy.
Question everything. Aliens are real. Kanye fucked us all in the buns.
The Kardashians are geniuses.
Yeah.
Kardashians are geniuses. All right, we'll be back next week with another pod about Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My freedom.
Like us, share, rate, tell your friends, give your friend gold.
Friendster, MySpace, Facebook, boom.
Friendster.
Bye.